Well, as I always put it, that in African countries, armed forces have a lot of control in the management of the government in power. Secondly, the institutions of later, like the electoral commissions, also are not very much independent, like the one in Ghana. So you find that most of the incumbent presidents, they use those facilities, the armed forces, institutions, and other civil servants, so most of them appointed by them. So likely chances of winning the election always is there compared to the opposition. Take into account also most of the opposition parties in Tanzania have very little resources, apart from Chadema, which has different sources. But the rest of the parties, opposition parties, have very little resources. Take into account the area of the Tanzania, very huge country with 14 million people. You need 50,000 polling agents to oversee the election, which we don't have. You have to pay those people. The only party which has that money, resources, is the ruling party. So for him to win, stand very better chances than any other. He managed to fly over the country with three helicopters, which is it takes about $4,000 an hour for a helicopter to fly. So 4,000 times three is $12,000 per hour. Kraft had only two Land Cruisers and very little resources. So you can imagine how you compete with somebody who has three helicopters, the other one has got only two Land Cruisers and so on and so forth. So those are the areas which I think most of the incumbent president enjoys. And as a result of that, they win the election. I wanted also to give an example whereby we have three, four constituencies in mainland. We believe CAF have won, but the police have gone there and harass, intimidate people, arrest people, and so on and so forth. And to date, no result has come out. So these are the situation we are facing in the elections in our country. We don't have very much independent electoral commission. Here in Pemba, they brought ballot papers without informing us. As a result, we found that some of the ballot papers were missing here and there. So these are the situations which we are facing. Apart from that, as I can say, Tanzania, we are better off. At least there is a peace and stability to a large extent compared to other countries. But I think that one is going to wear because people are losing trust with the government now, and that's not a good thing. And sadly, I'm very much worried about the situation in the ground now. There are a lot of division, the religious division, and tribalism is coming up, is building up. The heavies and the don't have it are increasing daily. So those are the areas which I feel that we are not very safe in future.
Do you think the opposition will make any significant gains to challenge the might of the CCM when you go back to parliament?
Yes, it does. As you remember, last session we had only got one opposition. This time we are going to have more than 70 to 80, I think. So I think the challenge will be very, 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 very effective and very strong. I have no doubt about that one. What is important is the unity of the opposition coming together, form a government of opposition, but together with other parties. I think we'll be able to challenge the government. And this awareness which we see in Tanzania now is the result of the small opposition member of parliament. We had it in the parliament under my leadership. And people now, they're becoming more aware. They know the resources, how they are being used in the country. Now, if you ask any Tanzanians, they said, I don't like this, I don't like this, I want to see this, I want to see this. A lot of challenges are coming up because the opposition has been very, very effective in the parliament. And that's why I think the people have decided to choose more opposition, a lot of opposition parties now. But unfortunately, the structure itself, it does not permit people to have free and fair elections.
So how do you think the issue of resources in future elections can be resolved, since you think it is so disadvantageous to other opposition parties to effectively compete and challenge incumbent presidents in Tanzania?
Well, there are three issues I think we have to address in the coming parliament. One is to have a better constitution than which we have it now. We have to improve our constitution. The president has got a lot of power, appoint a lot of people without being approved by the parliament. I think that one has to be changed. We need to strengthen our institutions. Electoral commission has to be very much independent. I like the one which I have seen in Ghana. It is very, very good electoral commission. I think if we do that, things will be a bit different. Thirdly, we have to make sure that civil servants, they do with their work as a civil servant, not working for the political party which is in power. If we'll be able to do that, I think even though we don't have much resources, but the little resources can be properly spent to make sure that civil education is conducted properly and reach the people. Well, we have a serious problem with the education sector in our country. We have to improve that one. If we'll be able to do that, I think even though our political party doesn't have much resources, but the independence of the civil servant, independence of the electoral commission, independence of the armed forces, and a better constitution which a parliament can control most of the things, I think that will be very, very helpful in our country.
Do you think you have a chance of making the necessary changes or amendment in the constitution based on the limited number of opposition parties that could possibly be in parliament? Because the CCM members of parliament will basically be a majority anyway.
Yeah, we have very little room to do that. But take into account that we have at least raised these issues, and some of the issues have been very affected, and take into account that there is a lot of changes in Zanzibar, whereby now the people has been very much involved in the major decision-making process in Zanzibar. And as long as Zanzibar government has changed, the union government has to change also. The union constitution has to be changed also. So I think we'll use that opportunity, having a government of national unity in Zanzibar, having strong opposition in the parliament, political awareness of the people, and everybody was talking about the change of the constitution. Even the system itself, they think that there are areas of our constitution has to be changed. We may take that chance and that opportunity to make sure that the constitution is changed.